Good afternoon and welcome to the Qatar German Medical Devices Company. Please be advised that this call is being recorded. You'll have a chance to ask our speakers questions during the Q&A session later on. If you'd like to participate, simply press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. I would now like to hand the call over to our moderator, Bobby Sarkar. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Kelvin. Hi, good afternoon, everyone. This is Bobby Sarkar, Head of Research at QNB Financial Services. I want to welcome everyone to Qatar German Medical Devices third quarter and 9 months 2025 results conference call. So on this call from QGMD management, we have Abdulaziz Saad Al-Tamimi, who's the managing director, and we have Shehroz Mujeed, who's an accountant. So we'll conduct this conference with management, first reviewing the company's results, followed by a Q&A. I would now like to turn over the call to Abdulaziz. Abdulaziz, please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. We warmly welcome our brothers and sisters to the Qatar German Medical Devices Sisters call to review our financial results for quarter three of 2025. We truly appreciate and continue the trust and support, and we look forward to sharing key highlights and updates of our performance and the future outlook. Qatar German Medical for Medical Devices discloses the financial statement for the 3 month period ended on September 13th, 2025. The financial statement reveals a net profit of 4,984,187 Qatari riyal in comparison to net loss of 824,836 for the same period of the previous year. This profit, the profit per share amounted to 0.0432 Qatari riyal as of September 15th, 2025, versus lose per share -0.00741 of the same period in 2024. Thank you.
Wonderful. Are you now ready for the question and answer session, sir?
I would like just to translate to my colleague Shehroz to give you a brief regarding our financial statement for quarter three.
Shehroz, your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Yeah, this is Shehroz Mujeed from QGMD. I'm going to explain about our last year, this year's financials, statement of the profit or loss, other comprehensive income for the 9 months ended on September 30th, 2025. Our revenue for this year is 3,016,785 QR. As compared to the last year, it was around 9,266,639 QR. And operating cost, except depreciation, it is 2,052,203 QR. As compared to the last year, it is down. It was last year is 4,202,975 QR. Our gross profit is around 31.97% in this year. And finance cost is not included in it. If you will include the finance cost, that is it around 1,713,912. Now, if you see the net income for the period, is around 4,098,487. As compared to the last year, it is 824,836 QR. That is, if you calculate as per share, it is 0.0432. And it was down last year. That is -0.0071. This is the per share the earnings. This is the all from my side. If you have any question, you can ask me.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. And at this time, I would like to remind everyone to ask a question. Please press the star button followed by the number 1 on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press star 1 again. There are no further questions at this time or present questions at this time. With that, I will turn the call back over to our moderator, Bobby Sarkar, for closing remarks. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. If there are no questions, then we can end the call for today. I want to thank Abdulaziz and Shehroz for taking the time to go over the presentation and explain the company's results. Thanks, everyone, and we'll pick this up again next quarter.
Thank you. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you
so
much.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's call. You may now disconnect.